The Little Elephant. Words by Jean de Brunhoff. Music by Francis Poulenc. In the great forest, a little elephant was born. His name was Babar. His mother loved him dearly and used to rock him to sleep with her trunk, singing to him softly the while. Babar grew fast. Soon he was playing with the other baby elephants. He was one of the nicest of them. Look at him digging in the sand with a shell. One day, Babar was having a lovely ride on his mother's back. Suddenly, a cruel hunter, hiding behind a bush, shot at them. The hunter killed Babar's mother. The monkey hid himself. The birds flew away. The hunter ran up to catch poor Babar. Babar was very frightened and ran away from the hunter. After some days, tired and footsore, he came to a town. He was amazed, for it was the first time he had ever seen so many houses. What strange things he saw! Beautiful avenues, motor cars and motor buses. But what interested Babar most of all was two gentlemen he met in the street. He thought to himself, "What lovely clothes they have got! I wish I could have some too. But how can I get them?" Luckily, he was seen by a very rich old lady who understood little elephants and knew at once that he was longing for a smart suit. She loved making others happy, so she gave him her purse. "Thank you, madame," said Babar. Now Babar made his home in the old lady's house. Every morning they did their exercises together, and then Babar had his bath. Every day he drove out in the car that the old lady had bought him. She gave him everything that he wanted. And yet Babar was not altogether happy. He could no longer play about in the great forest with his little cousins and his friends, the monkeys. Out of the window, dreaming of his childhood. And when he thought of his dear mother, he used to cry. 2 years passed by. One day, he was out for a walk when he met two little elephants with no clothes on. "Why, here are Arthur and Celeste, my two little cousins," he cried in amazement to the old lady. Babar hugged Arthur and Celeste and took them to buy some lovely clothes. Next, he took them to a tea shop, where they had some delicious cakes. Meanwhile, in the great forest, all the elephants were searching for Arthur and Celeste, and their mothers grew more and more anxious. Luckily, an old bird flying over the town had spied them and hurried back to tell the elephants. The mothers went to the town to fetch Arthur and Celeste. They were very glad when they found them, but they scolded them all the same for having run away. Babar made up his mind to return to the great forest with Arthur and Celeste and their mothers. When everything was ready for the journey, Babar kissed his old friend goodbye. He promised to come back to her and never to forget her. The old lady was left alone, sadly thinking, "When shall I see my little Babar again?" Thank you. Off they went. There was no room for the mother elephants in the car, so they ran behind, lifting their trunks so as not to breathe in the dust. Alas, that very day, the king of the elephants, during his walk, had eaten a bad mushroom. It had poisoned him. He had been very ill. So ill that he had died. It was a terrible misfortune. After his funeral, the oldest elephants met together to choose a new king. Just at that moment, they heard a noise and turned round. What a wonderful sight they saw! It was Babar arriving in his car, with all the elephants running and shouting, "Here they are! Here they are! They've come back! Hello, Babar! Hello, Arthur! Hello, Celeste! What lovely clothes! What a beautiful car!" Then Cornelius, the oldest elephant of all, said in his quavering voice, "My dear friends, we must have a new king. Why not choose Babar? He has come back from the town, where he has lived among men and learnt much. Let us offer him the crown." All the elephants thought Cornelius had spoken wisely, and they listened eagerly to what Babar would say. "I thank you all," said Babar, "but before accepting the crown, I must tell you that on our journey in the car, Celeste and I got engaged to be married. If I become your king, she will be your queen."
"Long live Queen Celeste! Long live King Babar!"
the elephants shouted with one voice. And that was how Babar became king. "Cornelius," said Babar, "you have such good ideas that I shall make you a general, and when I get my crown, I will give you my hat. In a week's time, I'm going to marry Celeste. We will give a grand party to celebrate our marriage and our coronation. And Babar asked the birds to take invitations to all the animals. Guests began to arrive. The dromedary, who went to town to buy some fine wedding clothes, brought them just in time for the ceremony. The Wedding of Babar. After the wedding and the coronation, everyone danced merrily. The party was over. Night fell, and the stars came out. The hearts of King Babar and Queen Celeste were filled with happy dreams. Then all the world slept. The guests had gone home, very pleased but very tired after dancing so much. For many a long day, they will remember that wonderful ball. The end.